Cambridge University blocked working-class whites from applying for postgraduate program. By Kurt Zindelka on February 26, 2023. The University of Cambridge has been accused of being a bit racist after it was revealed that it had initially blocked working-class white students from a postgraduate program designed for students from underrepresented groups. A postgraduate participation project initially barred white students from applying. The program would offer free accommodation on campus for 6 weeks, as well as an intern's wage for 35 hours per week while the students trained in research skills. The scheme would culminate with students writing a 4,000-word essay in the hopes of providing them with the confidence and skills to apply for postgraduate study and other research careers. According to a report from The Telegraph, lecturers at the university were told, the program will be advertised for second or third year UGC, undergraduate, students from Black, British Black, Pakistani, Bangladeshi or British Pakistani, British Bangladeshi students studying at traditional research-intensive universities, who are planning to continue their studies in 2024. After being contacted by the newspaper as to why working-class white students were not included for consideration, despite significant underrepresentation at the elite university, the school ultimately reversed course, saying that it will now be open to a wider group defined by socioeconomic factors instead, including white working class. Nevertheless, the attempt at excluding the white working class has been seen as revealing the left-wing biases of the university. Professor David Abulafia of Gonville and Caius College said, it's good that the program has been recalibrated so that the criterion is disadvantage rather than race. The racial criterion seemed to assume non-white students are automatically disadvantaged. Isn't that a little bit racist? A Cambridge lecturer in divinity, Dr. James Orr, added that, while the idea was excellent, this kind of opportunity should surely be available to everyone on the basis of merit and need, not ethnic background. Undergraduates from ethnic minorities do not need a helping hand from the university to progress to graduate research. If it is the case that the decision has been reversed, the administration should be commended for doing the right thing. According to data published by The Telegraph, in 2021, white students of all backgrounds represented the most applications for postgraduate courses at Cambridge, at 38.9%, followed by Chinese students at 23.1% and Indian students at 8.8%. However, when looking at who was actually offered places in such programs, mixed-race Caribbean students led the way with 75% of offers, followed by Indians at 61.7%, with white students in third place at 61.4%. Despite often being accused of benefiting from so-called white privilege, the Department for Education revealed last year that, for the first time in recorded history, white students lagged behind all other major ethnic groups in the country in terms of admissions into the United Kingdom's top universities. The DOE found that just 10.5% of white students entered top universities last year, compared to 10.7% of Black students, 13.4% of mixed-race students, 15.6% of Asian students, and 40.7% of Chinese students. Asian being separated from Chinese because the term typically refers to people of South Asian rather than Far Eastern heritage in British parlance. The decline has been most apparent among working-class white males, only 13% of whom are now entering university, the lowest percentage of any demographic group. The number of white males entering into higher education has declined by 10% since just 2014, as the number of Asian males jumped by 26% and the number of Asian women increased by 39%. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.